As you can see today, it's pretty in pink. We're wearing vestments that are the male in me says rose-colored vestments. We're wearing rose-colored vestments because today the introductory rites are "Rejoice, O Israel," because the time's coming. It's coming very close now, where we're celebrating the great mysteries of Easter, Jesus' passion, his suffering, his death, his resurrection. So as we're into a mode of Lenten penitential rites, we stop and we realize we're close. We realize we're close. And here we celebrate the second theme in literally our Lenten preparation, themes that will be developed in the Easter Vigil. This one is light. Remember last week we had the Samaritan woman? It was water. Today it's light. It was light, Jesus, the light of the world. Most of us, in terms of our sight, we take our sight for granted, most of us. We do. The only times we don't take for granted, when suddenly it become impaired, and suddenly there's a loss of our own sight, we begin to realize how precious sometimes that gift is. Early on in my life, my sister Penny, who was my younger sister, she was a child reaching up to the table as a little girl. And while she reached up to the table, there was a cleaning solution, very powerful cleaning solution, that tipped over and went right into her eyes. You can imagine the consternation in terms of the family, rushing her over to the doctor, then going over to an ophthalmologist, a specialist, a very wonderful man in the field, and realizing that the layers, literally, of her sight had been burned away. And there was a question of whether there would be anything to restore that. And what was needed was the fact that she had to literally be in total darkness in order to give any chance of restoration. And I remember that whole summer, my mother caring for her in total darkness. When we'd come into her room, it was there was no light that was given. There was just was all so that would have the ability to be able to give a chance for restorative type of healing. Well, happy to say that it did work, and my sister's sight was restored, and God must have had a plan, because today she is a reading specialist in the school. But that was a time when suddenly you understood how precious that gift of sight was. Here in the gospel today, we're given three aspects of sight. We're given the physical aspect of sight, and then be able to appreciate that aspect of sight in our lives, to be able to understand, the ability to see. But then there's the second aspect, which is insight. And that comes about when we hear the blind man who was cured. Now, first of all, he acknowledges the remarkable aspect of the sight that's given to him. It's the one sight. But then secondly, when questioned about why he comes up with it, he says, this man must have been a prophet. So here we have the insight. And what does insight do? Insight allows us to take a look at something and see the deeper meaning, the greater sense of that. We can take a look at what's happening. We can take a look at a couple celebrating their 50th anniversary, and we could take a look at his arm around her and the two of them kind of there. And we can say, that's a nice romantic statement. But insight says there were 50 years of living together for one another, understanding how the two of them were coming together literally in the sense of marriage and in that bond. That leads us to insight. We see beyond just the moment of visually what we're looking at to the greater meaning that's encompassing. And then there's the third sight. The third sight is offered only, it's called spiritual sight, and it's only given through the gift of faith. That literally, when challenged to understand the ultimate relationship, it's through the confrontation of Jesus himself, who says, do you believe? I am the Son of Man. Do you accept it? And here's where the sight of faith comes in, the spiritual sight, when suddenly our blind man professes faith in this Jesus. Unfortunately, there are those who still remain blind in our gospel. And there are those who are caught up by their own blindness, by their own lack of ability to reach out, by their own inability to remove those things which would allow them the further insight and therefore the spiritual acceptance of the offer of the gift of faith which is given. And what are they caught by? They're caught and entrapped by their own devices. The rigorism of the law, which is there. Now, realize that I have nothing against the law. In fact, I embrace the law. I think the law is wonderful, but the law leads us to insight, which leads us to the great spiritual gift. If we understand that we are doing something merely in fulfillment of the law, then we don't understand why we're doing what we're doing, which is insight, and then ultimately for whom we're doing it. In terms of the Pharisees, they were looking, at least these individuals, were looking only at the fulfillment of the law. Not by the fact that this was God's bond with them, and ultimately this was God who they were serving. And that led them to a lack of recognition of the fact that the fulfillment of the law was right before them in Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ. Here was the fulfillment of the very law that led them to an understanding of God's presence in their life, and here was his son before them, and they failed to recognize it because they were caught and trapped by their own understandings, by their own devise, not opening themselves up to allow and permit God to flood into their lives. We're warned about that right now. We cannot allow ourselves to do that, to be trapped by our own devices so that we do not open ourselves up to the presence of God in our lives, that we fail to see his act in those that surrounds us. If we fail to understand and see his beauty that's offered to us in this world, that we fail to see this, because then we are truly blind and our faith, which is given to us, is not permitted then to see the connections ultimately that are made to God, who is present to us in his love. I will tell you that the greatest aspect of sorrow in my own life as a priesthood is to encounter individuals who do not feel or understand the love of God in their lives. And I say it's the greatest disappointment in terms of the priesthood, because that's what this whole aspect of what we do in terms of the sacraments, our life, the Word of God is about. Telling us that God loves you. And so that we can live in this love and we can profess his love to the world. In terms of the book of Samuel, God direct Samuel to look only with his eyes, to find the one who is truly the anointed of God. We are very blessed individuals because we have the ultimate revelation of God the Father in his Son. We have the ability to take away the darkness in our lives and in the life of the world, and to offer light. So awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.